dudes. Oh, you mean Baffa Yucks Dudes with When the Band Counts Down?
Yeah, that one.
I think you can understand waiting for your favorite band to break into your favorite song. You wish it wouldn't take so long.
1, 2, 3, 4.
When the band counts down, you can't wait for that sound. Your great anticipation melts away your aggravation when the band counts down. When you go out to see them play, you wish that they could stay all day. Means so much more than you can say to hear that count when you hit play.
1, 2, 3, 4.
When the band counts down, you can't wait for that sound.
So the intro to that song is really cool. There's some really iconic countdowns in there. I don't recognize all of them, but I recognize a number of them. And I don't know who's singing on this particular Baffa Yucks Dudes song, but I really like his voice. To me, he sounds kind of like a little bit like Jello Biafra, and I'm sort of getting a early 80s punk vibe from this song, which I like. And, you know, it's funny, when I was first approaching this song, I had a very similar idea for doing the same thing because, you know, one of the things that I really love about the Ramones is the energetic, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 you get at the start of the song, which is always super exciting. And I think this song manages to capture some of that. And you also do the 4, 3, 2, 1 count. And, you know, this song's pretty quick. It comes in at under 2 minutes, but it does what it needs to do and then just sort of gets out of your way. And so, yeah, I like this song. I didn't want to skip this one at any point. And those iconic countdowns at the beginning always like sort of perked up my ears and got me ready for the song. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, me too. I love the energy of this song. It's got these short verses that don't keep you waiting for that very catchy chorus, which is sort of a great strategy that I'd never considered before, but definitely going to steal that. We're going to do half-size verses now just to get everybody into the hook. And the bridge is perfect for this song too. You know, my main complaint though is that it's so short. I looked at it. It's 1:40. Plus that initial 15 seconds of samples. So it's one of the shorter ones, but still got great, great, great energy. And yeah, you're going to have to tell us some of the background, who's playing guitar, who's singing, stuff like that.
Oh God, you want the inside baseball? I'll be giving away a little bit of secrets. This song literally took 35 years to make and came together in 8 hours.
Okay. All right.
A little longer than that, maybe, but anything that went down to tape other than the open, which I did in 1985. 1985, one of my jobs was I did radio station montages. So like the sweepers about, you know, station call letters and things like that. I used to sit with reel-to-reels, a razor blade, and scotch tape, and I would analog record and edit all those things. So that's all an analog edit.
Well, that's how we do this podcast, too.
Yeah, I know. You're all hands-on with it. So I was in the shower on Saturday because, well, earlier in the week, Scott and I and Al were bouncing ideas off. I threw like 4 different song ideas out, and Scott actually wrote 2 full songs out for lyrics. And then Al went, yeah, kind of there. You could modify this and tweak this, but I got stuff I got to do, so do something and get back to me. So we ignore each other for the rest of the week until Saturday. Saturday morning, I'm in the shower and I go, wait a minute. I did that countdown, you know, 35 years ago. That would be a nice hook to start in something and then come up with the idea of the music. But I couldn't come up with any lyrics. So I send Scott, hey, here's my idea. Can you come up with something? And a couple hours later, he sends back all the lyrics for the whole song. So Al gets it and he's out somewhere, because he has an improv comedy group he works with. He's also has a podcast called Mr. Wiggly. Fun and Happy. Oh, God, I should know the whole name. You can edit in right now the actual theme song of Mr. Wiggly's.
Mr. Wiggly's.
Mr. Gotcha. Wiggly's, which is a whole long name which I never can remember.
Come on, everyone. Let's go join the fun in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. It's not far to go. Enjoy the show.
So Mr. Winkley's is a great thing, and the new one just came out. That's what he was working on. He didn't have time to do the song. So when he got back home at 8:30 Eastern, he starts to actually work on the music. And Dave is upset at us because he's going, you know, you're running out of time. Al sends us a mix at 11:35. And I go, well, that's great, but it doesn't have my open on it. So I chop the open on it, mix it over, do another cut, send it in, and we made it with, like, you know, 4 minutes to spare or something stupid like
that.
Oh,
that's right, because you're last.
We were last. Yeah. We literally went the last second, and it was the seventh idea we had for the week.
Wow.
I hope people enjoy it. I like where it went and how it came, and I think some of the other ones, especially the one which happened to be about the guy who does the count for Sesame Street, it was going to be something about a fan that was following him around and doing all these things. And I'm going, this just got way too complicated. And each one of the ideas had a germ of a neat idea, but it just wasn't there. And I'm glad we did not flesh any of them out, really. And this is the one we ended up getting.
So this is Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
Correct.
Is that it?
Okay. That is it.
I will have to listen to some of this. So tell us how you feel about the finished product. So we got the development.
I enjoyed the way this came out. Al just hit it out of the park. I'm going, Al, you got no time. We're not getting a song in. What the hell happened here? Because we don't work directly off a lot of things we do, but Scott this time did a vocal guide track just singing into his phone. And I liked the hook where the band, you know, counts down, almost doing like WNBC, where he's changing the emphasis and when it comes in. That Scott came up with, and I'm going, all right, that's a nice little hook. It catches your attention. It's not too clicky, but it's enough that, hey, wait a minute, once you get the first one down, you're expecting it for the rest of them. So I really like the way how that kind of came together. I like Al's synths and the way how he has a way of getting the music together. It's just, I thought it flowed all together pretty well.
I think we all agree on that. That's it was great. It really does sort of capture that whole, I mean, the whole thing is about a band getting the audience stoked for a song that's about to start. And yeah, it's perfect. And also ostensibly to get the band ready to play. But, it, you know, we all feel that energy and we all feel that excitement with the countdown into any given song.
So are we on to the shadows now?
I think so.